giving you the chance to be of great use in our quest for preservation.
Okay, so let's talk about Cuckoo, another film that we've just been talking about a lot. Like I've said, this channel's turning into a Late Night with the Devil and Cuckoo channel, but those are two movies that we've been excited for years now, and we are going to be watching them in a couple of weeks. So we definitely have that hype level going up super high. So make sure you're following us, because once we see those movies, you will get our reviews, our reactions, and our thoughts on it. So make sure you're following us. So hit that subscribe button and notification bell. But let's get into Hunter Schafer's Cuckoo. So this film just premiered at Berlin Film Festival. We do want to talk about the reviews and everything that will be done on other channels as well, and we'll also talk about that in another video, because there's a lot to get through those reviews, because it's all over the place, honestly, and that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't want a horror that everybody loves. It means I usually played it safe, and that's not what we're here for. We want artists that are pushing and just pushing boundaries. That's what we want. But let's talk about what Cuckoo could actually be about. So potential spoilers here for Cuckoo. If you want to go into this movie not knowing anything, if you haven't seen the trailer and all you're going into is just seeing this picture of Hunter, then definitely don't stay here, because we're about to talk about what potentially, well, not potentially, because Hunter has even talked about this during the press conference for it. They pretty much tell us what this monster and creature is that's kind of following the character of Gretchen that's played by Hunter. So if you don't want any of that spoilers, this is your time to leave in 1, 2, 3. If you're here, let's get on with the spoilers. So pretty much what we have here is a tale of the cuckoo bird, who apparently is like this parasite type of bird. And I'll read what exactly Hunter said about it. Schafer told Variety, apparently the bird here that they're referring to is the cuckoo bird. They said it's a really freaky thing that's just in nature, and birds are just out here being complete dicks to other birds and giving them their own babies to raise. Are you kidding? That's psycho. So what Schafer's talking about here is actually talking about what the threat in the film actually is based upon. Basically what Schafer's talking about there is this bird that exists in nature that kind of makes other birds have to take care of its own, and pretty much kind of implies what the movie is about. So Variety says this also scary is the film, which sees Schafer face off against a mysterious bird-like monster with a scream-like call who seeks to impregnate women with her evil spawn. The story written by Singer is based off the lore of the cuckoo bird, with some of which are brood parasites, meaning they lay their eggs in nests of other species. Pretty much there you have it. That's what the creature is based upon. We don't know exactly what this creature is, how it came to be, or why exactly it's trying to do what it's doing, where it's trying to impregnate women with its spawn. But we do now know that it is in fact based on the cuckoo bird, which I didn't even know what the cuckoo bird did all of this. I just knew it from like the grandfather. All the clocks, it would come out cuckoo, cuckoo, cringy. Yes, but let's move on. But pretty much I was just under the impression that they were doing like experiments or something at this resort that they were in, just based off what we saw and heard, and just from the trailer and all of that, I thought this was like a failed experiment of sorts that was trying to follow Hunter's character and maybe trying to seek help. I don't know, that's exactly what I was thinking, but this is a completely different approach. And just from the reviews and everything, I know a lot of people aren't gonna vibe with it. I kind of sound like I'll be vibing with this movie for sure, but we'll see what happens when I see it next month. But this is definitely something that gets me a little bit more interested in the film, is just this approach to it. I mean, think about that. A monster like the cuckoo bird, and they're chasing somebody on this resort. It just sounds crazy, right? They're praising Dan Stevens as well in this movie, so I'm excited about that, because I love some Dan Stevens and some wild, crazy stuff. So we'll see what happens. So Schafer also went on to say, I loved being covered in blood for half the movie and the intensity of it. Another first for this was having to do more action sequences, like simulating violence and stuff, which I loved as far as the choreography goes. You know, there's moments where I felt like a real badass. So pretty much we saw that a little bit in the new trailer that we got for Cuckoo, where we see Hunter with the butterfly knife, and that scene just made me be like, yes, I need to see this all unfold. How is this going to go wild? And I'm excited to see what exactly they're going to be doing here. Now, the director has another film called Loose, which I heard is very crazy. I have not watched it, but I will be watching it before I watch Cuckoo. So expect a review for that probably next week. But very, very excited for this. So let me read you the synopsis of Cuckoo if you haven't seen any of our other videos yet. And if you haven't seen any of our videos, go check out our other videos. We just did a whole video on Late Night with the Devil, pretty much the same way we did with Cuckoo here, where we're just discussing interviews and some of the clips and stuff that they're showing us. So the synopsis for Cuckoo reads, reluctantly, 17-year-old Gretchen leaves her American home to live with her father, who had just moved into a resort in the German Alps with his new family. Arriving at their future residence, they are greeted by Mr. Koenig, her father's boss, who takes an inexplicable interest in Gretchen's mute half-sister, Alma. Something doesn't seem right in this tranquil vacation paradise. Gretchen is plagued by strange noises and bloody visions until she discovers a shocking secret that also concerns her own family. I don't want to read too many reviews because some reviews do have spoilers, so I'm really treading carefully on what reviews I'm going to be putting up for the video where I talk about the reviews, because this movie's sitting currently at this at Rotten Tomatoes, so I kind of want to get to the bottom of what's going on here, but I'm very excited nonetheless. Like I said, this film has been on our radar for a while now, ever since Neon first announced it. We got that image that we've just been seeing for so long, and I'm glad that we got a new trailer and everything and a teaser. No more teasers, no more trailers for me. This movie does come out in May at a wide release, but we will be seeing it itself by next month, actually like a month exactly, so very excited about that. And we will be bringing you our review, our thoughts and reactions all over from the festival, so make sure that you are subscribed and following us so you know when those videos drop. But very, very excited for Cuckoo, one of our most anticipated for sure. Let me know what you think about the lore of the cuckoo bird, because I had no clue that cuckoo birds did all of that. They are insane, honestly. And what do you think about making the creature based off of that? And I mean, we've already got a little quick look at the creature. Definitely bird-like creature for sure. I've heard it's wacky, I heard it's campy, I heard it's scary, it's disturbing, and that's exactly everything I want. So excited to see that. But follow us for more on all the things you love. Check out our video on Madam Web, Late Night with the Devil, the South by Southwest lineups. We did one on the Midnighters. We also have a video coming up on the headlining movies. Another movie that we're excited to see next month, Immaculate. It's a pretty good year for horror, and next month is going to be pretty packed for us when it comes to horror, so super excited about that. But anyways, I'll see all of you next time. Make sure that you are hitting that notification bell, that subscribe button, follow us on our social medias. TikTok is and Twitter is at Culture Elixir, www.culturelixir.com. Instagram is at The Culture Elixir. South by next month, be there, follow us. I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.